Hello, fight fans, and welcome to Corner Advice. I'm your host, Tom Zaffino, breaking down UFC Fight Night, Cara France versus Elbazi. This week's card has 13 fights, one five-rounder, which is the main event, Elbazi versus Cara France. And similar to last week's card, not a lot of name value, but a lot of exciting fights should be had on this card. A lot of relatively close fights, which is good from a gambling perspective. We don't have to search for great value. There's a lot of fighters on here that I do like a lot that are not huge favorites, so just betting them straight is very doable. And I do feel like there are a few fighters that I have some pretty good confidence in, so you can throw a parlay together. But we're not going to worry about any of that stuff right now. We're just going to get into it. Like I said, we've got 13 fights, so let's jump right in. The first fight of the night is in the light heavyweight division. We have Maxim Grishin taking on Felipe Lins. Not a whole lot of confidence in this fight. I do like Grishin. I think he's just overall the more steady fighter. His volume's not great. He is low volume, but he doesn't take a lot of damage. Lins has pretty solid striking. He showed some wrestling in his last fight, but he was fighting Marcin Prakhniau, who's basically a karate fighter and really isn't good in the grappling department. Lins looked decent in that fight, but he did seem to slow down quite a bit, probably from all the grappling. And like I said, that was another low-level fight against a guy who really doesn't defend takedowns very well. So I don't think that game plan will work against Grishin, and I think as the fight goes longer, Grishin kind of just wear on him, lean on him a little bit, and he'll get the job done. Not a ton of confidence, but I like Grishin here. Our next fight is in the bantamweight division. We have Damon Blackshear taking on Luan Lacerda. Blackshear is solid. He's at good grappling, kind of sneaky striking, nothing special on the feet. But yeah, he just seems like a guy that can keep fights relatively competitive. But he accepts the bottom position too much. He allows himself to be controlled too much. And I think in a matchup like this against Lacerda, Lacerda's going to have a big advantage. He's going to be the better grappler. His jiu-jitsu is strong. His submissions are good. And he controls very well. So that right there, the control against the guy who has shown that he can be held down and controlled, that's going to be huge. I think Lacerda's submissions are better. Striking, you know, pretty even. I thought Lacerda's striking looked pretty good in his UFC debut against Stamen, which is not an easy debut at all. So I like Lacerda here. I think he's just a step above. And I think just the way the matchup is, this is one of my more confident plays on the card. I think Lacerda controls a good majority, and I could even see him finding a submission in this one. Our next fight's in the strawweight division. We have Elise Reed taking on Jinyu Frey. Kind of low-level women's MMA here. Nothing, you know, to get too excited about. I think Elise Reed is just overall the better fighter. I think she's stronger. I think she offers more power. And really, that's probably all we need to make a difference here. Probably does go to a decision, but, you know, which obviously with the judges, you never know. But I just think Elise Reed's probably going to control a good majority of this fight, and she could land a big shot. She does have the power. So overall, I just like Elise Reed better. I don't think Jinyu Frey is all that good. This could potentially be the last time we see her in the UFC, and that's it. Yeah, I like Elise Reed. Not the most confidence in the world, again, but I do think she is overall the better fighter. Our next fight is in the bantamweight division. We have Johnny Munoz taking on Daniel Santos. I like Santos here. The kid's durable. He throws big, looping punches, which can leave him exposed to taking damage at times, and we've seen that. But he is durable. And he's not afraid to get hit. If he gets hit, he does not back down. He keeps coming forward. He pushes a high pace. And this matchup against Munoz, I think that's all he really needs. Munoz, not a high volume guy, not really known for his striking. He is a good wrestler, so he probably will be looking for takedowns, which was no problem for Santos. Santos has good jiu-jitsu. He's good in scrambles, live guard, all the good stuff that you would want against a wrestler. So I think Santos has the advantage no matter where this fight takes place. I think his pace is going to be the thing that makes all the difference, especially in the later rounds. Could definitely see him getting a finish here. And I think, you know, unless he somehow just gets held down for three rounds, which I highly doubt is going to happen, I think Santos is in a pretty good spot in this matchup. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. We have Jamie Mullarkey taking on Muhammadjan Naimov. Naimov taking this fight on pretty short notice. This is his debut into the UFC. His striking is pretty solid. Good leg kicks. He can be taken down. He attacks subs when he is taken down, but I think there's going to be a big advantage here. Obviously, Jamie Mullarkey is the UFC vet. He pushes a high pace. He can wrestle. His striking is good. He is dangerous. I think Mullarkey has faced much tougher guys than Naimov, especially with him taking the fight on short notice and, you know, this being his debut. Mullarkey pushes a pace, probably just continues to work the takedowns, and he should roll in this one. Unless he gets caught with something big or he gets stuck in some kind of sub, but I don't know. I think Mullarkey rolls. Obviously, I believe he's the biggest favorite on the card for good reason, and pushes a high pace, does all the good stuff that we want from him, and Jamie Mullarkey wins this fight. Our next fight is in the bantamweight division. We have Muin Gafarov taking on John Castaneda. Gafarov making his debut. He's coming in as the LFA champ. He's got a very good overall game. His power looks good. His takedown defense looks good. His grappling looks good. Scrambles. Everything looks like he belongs here in the UFC. He's taking on a tough test in Castaneda. Castaneda has strong striking overall. Pretty well-rounded game. But I like the dog shot here. I think Gafarov just puts it all together. I think he doesn't seem like a guy who's going to be overwhelmed by the moment. He can wrestle. He can do whatever he needs to in this fight. And I think he gets the job done. I think he's a solid dog play here. Our next fight's in the heavyweight division. We go back-to-back dogs. We have Andrei Arlovsky taking on Dontell Mays. I just refuse to bet Dontell Mays. I don't know if I'll ever bet the guy again. I just don't think he's very good. I think Arlovsky has the experience. He can win this fight at range, pick Mays apart. I don't think Mays is going to be able to wrestle him. We have seen Mays wrestle in the past, but I don't think he's going to be able to wrestle Arlovsky with a whole lot of success. And I don't know. We've seen Arlovsky in this spot many, many times. These, you know, up-and-comers, whatever you want to call them in the heavyweight division. He's been hanging out he just keeps beating these guys. A lot of close decisions, but the guy knows how to win fights. I think he is head and shoulders better than Dontell Mays. That's really all there is to it. I like Arlovsky here. I'm happy that he's the underdog, and I'm happy to play him. Our next fight is in the welterweight division. We have Eli Zaletsky Dos Santos taking on Abubakar Nurmagomedov. This is basically a coin flip fight. Dos Santos has been off for a little while, but Nurmagomedov doesn't really offer too much. He doesn't wrestle as much as you would think with the last name Nurmagomedov. He does tend to strike for the most part. He can wrestle, but it's not really his go-to. He has low volume, you know, just doesn't really offer too much. Dos Santos, very dangerous striker. His volume's better than Nurmagomedov's. And for that reason, I'm going to roll with Dos Santos here. I think he's the more dangerous of the two. Nurmagomedov can wrestle, but like I said, he doesn't really do it very often. And, you know, hasn't really fought the best, the highest level of UFC competition. We have seen him get submitted in the UFC by a guy who had no business submitting him. So just not a great fighter overall. I'm rolling with DeSantos. Like I said, coin flip fight. I think DeSantos is a slight underdog. It's like -105 to -110 or -115 last I saw. I guess the value side would be DeSantos. Like a coin flip, I like DeSantos. I like his volume, and I think he's more dynamic. That's really all there is to it. Not a ton of confidence here, but I think DeSantos gets the job done. Our next fight is in the women's flyweight division. We have Karine Silva taking on Ketlyn Souza. Souza taking this fight on relatively short notice. I like Silva here. Her striking is good. Her guard is very dangerous. She has a high finish rate, both striking and submissions. Souza also has a very high finish rate, but mostly on the feet or, KO, TKO style. She does have a live guard. Her submission game is there. She doesn't have a lot of submissions, but she will throw up submissions, and she does have good jiu-jitsu. But overall, I just think Karine Silva, good striking, good grappling. We know her submissions are very good. More well-rounded, basically. Long story short, more well-rounded of the two from what I've seen. She does have the UFC experience. I like Silva in this spot. Our next fight is in the flyweight division. We have Victor Altamirano taking on Tim Elliott. I like Tim Elliott here. He's going through a lot. He's going through a divorce. He posted some stuff a couple weeks ago telling, informing all of us about the kind of shit he's dealing with. But we saw the same thing with Mackenzie Dern, and she looked like an absolute killer in her fight. So I don't know if picking against fighters going through a divorce is a winning way. And I'm not going to pick against Tim Elliott here. I think, all things considered, he is a much better grappler. He's the stronger of the two. Altamirano pushes a good pace. He moves well, and he does have good ground and pound. He is a solid fighter, but I just think Tim Elliott is a better wrestler. He's much stronger. His movement's great too. He's all over the map. And one thing I don't like about Altamirano, and if I'm coaching against him, I'm telling my pupil or whatever you want to call my fighter, look for the knees, because this kid ducks his head nonstop like a boxer, and he's there to be kneed. And a guy like Tim Elliott, who throws strikes from all over the place, I could see Elliott landing a knee in this fight and finishing it that way. If that doesn't happen, I just think Elliott kind of ragdolls him. We saw him look superior to a grappler, a strong grappler in his last fight. Just looked like the best Tim Elliott we've seen in a while. So hopefully we get that Tim Elliott. Might be a little bit pissed off coming into this one. Maybe we get an aggressive Tim Elliott. But overall, I think he's much stronger. I think he's the much better wrestler. His pace is good. He is durable. I don't think Altamirano, aside from landing a big shot and taking him out, I think Tim Elliott is actually solid value in this fight. I thought he'd be a little bit bigger of a favorite than what he is. So I'm happy. I think I saw him at -180, and I think he could easily be a -230, -240 in this matchup. So I do like Tim Elliott a lot in this fight. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. We have Jim Miller taking on Jesse Butler. Jesse Butler taking this fight on extremely short notice. The fight was actually just changed on Thursday, and I was really excited about this fight because the original matchup for Jim Miller, he was taking on Jared Gordon, who I really thought had no business taking a fight this short after being knocked out. It was like less than a month ago. He was knocked out. It was a clash of heads that dropped him, and then he was finished on the ground, and then it was a no contest. But regardless, he was still knocked out. It's just not a great thing to be jumping back into a fight less than a month later. So I really did like Jim Miller. I thought he was going to be good value. I mean, obviously, I like him now. He's taking on Jesse Butler, who's making a very short notice debut. He's a featherweight, generally speaking. I know his last few fights, at least, he's been fighting at featherweight on the regional scene. So, not a true lightweight. Jim Miller, overall, well-rounded, durable. He can really win the fight anywhere. We've seen him win recently with some power. It's not really his game. He's more of a wrestler, kind of grind-it-out style guy. But either way, Jim Miller, he can wrestle here. Butler does have good submissions. That's mainly how he wins his fights. But I just think, Miller's going to control. His submission defense is good. I'm not too worried about that. I just think overall, better fighter, gets the job done. Honestly, thought he would be a much bigger favorite as well, but it is what it is. We'll take it. And I think Jim Miller gets the job done. That brings us to our co-main event. We have Alex Caceres taking on Daniel Pineda. Caceres, very good striker. Dynamic, moves very well, does not take a ton of damage. His grappling is very sneaky. He's very good at taking the back. He does have sneaky submissions. We just saw him win with a beautiful head kick in his last fight. Taking on Pineda, who is solid, is good submissions. Most of his finishes come via submission. His striking is pretty solid. But he's a very hot and cold fighter. Before coming to the UFC, he had been off on suspension, popped for PEDs, and he's kind of been hot and cold since returning. But he looked good in his last fight. I think Caceres is a much tougher matchup. I think Caceres has looked much better lately than Tucker Lutz, who was Pineda's last opponent. And I think Caceres keeps this fight at range, kind of picks him apart on the feet. If they do grapple, Caceres, more than live in that department. I give the cardio edge to Caceres. I just think Caceres gets the job done, whether he, point fights to a victory or, he finds a submission or just something sneaky. But I think as the fight goes along, Caceres is just a better fighter. Just keep touching him at range, touching him at range. Can land, the big knockout shot, which obviously we saw in the last fight. But yeah, I just think Caceres is the more consistent, overall better fighter. And the odds will reflect that. So, you're not really getting any value here. But I think Caceres gets the job done and we move on. So that brings us to our main event, which is Amir Albazi taking on Kai Kara France. Very, I don't know, it's a tough matchup. It is a coin flip. Right now I see the odds at -110, -110. Really, what I break this fight down, both guys, good strikers, have good power. Both can grapple, but Kara France is not known for his grappling. He's really good at surviving, if he, because he has been taken down in the past, he's been controlled and he's been put in some bad spots and worked out of them. And what makes me like Albazi in this matchup is that if Kara France works out of early submissions, Albazi's not going to go anywhere. He's not the type of guy that's just going to fade. He's going to go right back to it. His chain wrestling is good. His striking is very good. So I expect Albazi to have the advantage in the grappling. And if he doesn't find a finish there, I don't expect him to just fall off. We saw that in Kara France last couple wins over grapplers where Rogerio Bontorin had his back the whole round, had him, he was hanging on him with a body lock and or a body triangle, gassed his legs out. Towards the end of the round, he had nothing left. Kara France ends up catching him. Gets Askarov, dominant wrestling, looking good, controlling the whole time, had his back. Later in the fight, Askarov is not known for his volume. He's tired now. He struggles to get the takedown. And Kara France just outpoints him down the stretch. With Albazi, I don't see that happening. I think Albazi's got better cardio than both of those guys. I think he's a better overall fighter than both of those guys. His power is better. His output's better. And his pace is better. So it's a five-round fight. I'm not expecting Albazi to just come out guns blazing looking for a finish early. I expect him to pace himself. He's a smart fighter. He's 16-1 for a reason. And I think this is going to be a very close fight, very fun fight. But at some point, the wrestling is going to start to really wear on Kara France. And I think that's going to be the difference in this matchup. I see a finish in this one. Regardless of who wins, I do think it does go inside the distance. Both guys, like I said, are tough, durable. But I think at some point, Albazi's either gonna catch Kara France with like an overhand as he fakes in for a double, single, whatever. Or he just gets him down and eventually submits him. Obviously, Kara France coming back, he does have that power. He's explosive. He's very good. He's fought at the highest level. We just saw him fight for a title. And he looked good in that matchup against Brandon Moreno. But I just think Albazi, as the fight goes on, his wrestling's still going to be there. And that's going to be the overall difference. And he can find a submission or, you know, he can find, you know, the ground and pound, whatever. However it is, I do think this fight goes inside the distance. I think Albazi wins. And that's that. That's really all there is to it. Like I said, fun card. Looking forward to it. 13 fights. Hopefully weigh-ins go good. And, you know, we don't lose any of these fights. Or, you know, maybe the weigh-ins go bad and we have a clear-cut winner. You know, with somebody tough weight cut or something that gives us a really good advantage. We'll find out. We've had a few of those recently. So we'll pay attention to weigh-ins. As always, you can find me on Twitter at TommyZ_MMA. Same thing on Instagram, TikTok. Trying to put out a little bit more content. And yeah, that's it. I'll have the updates on there. And till next time, good luck on Saturday.